Get a podium ready for Mike Pence. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The former vice president is the eighth Republican candidate to qualify to be on stage for the first presidential debate in 2 weeks, saying in a statement, hopefully, Donald Trump has the courage to show up.
Pence certainly received an exposure boost after being named repeatedly within the latest Trump indictment. It ended up sparking a back and forth between Trump and his former vice president this weekend, and it seems that has paid off, at least for Pence.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, the former president, the frontrunner, has suggested he might skip that debate. And the former president has again called the special counsel, charging him in two indictments, deranged, and a thug prosecutor, posting on Truth Social, Jack Smith's trying to take away his First Amendment rights in the election interference case. With a protective order, Trump lawyers urge the judge to only restrict sensitive material like grand jury testimony.
Special counsel Jack Smith responding in part, the defendant has proposed an unreasonable order to facilitate his plan to litigate this case in the media to the detriment of litigating this case in the courtroom. Prosecutors argue the order prevents the improper disclosure of evidence before trial.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the judge will soon set a hearing date. A cousin of the school shooter in the Uvalde, Texas massacre is under arrest, accused of plotting to do the same thing after his mother called police saying she overheard him trying to illegally buy an AR-15 rifle. They're voting across Ohio in a special election to consider a change to ballot initiatives requiring a 60% majority to amend the state constitution. Republicans support that.
Democrats imply the move could stop issues such as abortion rights from being codified, and that just 40% of Ohioans can block any issue the majority supports.
As Fox's Grinnell Scott, there are still hundreds of thousands of power outages. From storms that hit north to south, that's in Knoxville, Tennessee, where they got almost hurricane-force winds. A man in Alabama was killed by lightning. A boy was killed, struck by a falling tree in South Carolina. America's listening to Fox News.
Reggie was a nurse for 16 years.
I had become very burnt out. I wasn't making good money.
Then it happened.
There was an ad for My Computer Career, and it just spoke to me.
My Computer Career was the best decision he ever made.
I could study anywhere from my laptop, and I was working in the first couple weeks of me being in class.
Reggie hit a home run.
The field is teeming with jobs.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
The school is amazing.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Ukraine is accusing Russia of targeting rescue workers in missile strikes that hit Pokrovsk, a city in a region Russia's taking control of partially during the invasion. Those strikes hit an apartment building, killing at least seven people, including a rescue worker and a soldier. Responding to a strike, another hit. Dozens were injured, including police and people in rescue crews who had rushed to the scene. The U.S. has sent a senior diplomat to Niger, where a coup ousted President Bazoum.
The borders may be closed, the airspace may be closed, but acting Deputy Secretary of State Victoria Nuland still made it to Niger, a sign of how important this West African country is to the United States and its allies. The talks, though, says Nuland, were extremely frank and quite difficult. The US hopes the threat of withdrawing military support will be enough to bring a diplomatic end to the crisis, but a block of neighbouring states named ECOWAS is making plans for military action. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A notorious drug lord learns his fate in court today.
For years, he was considered one of the world's most dangerous drug kingpins. With a $5 million bounty on his head, now former Colombian drug cartel leader Dairo Antonio Usaga, better known as Otoniel, is about to be sentenced to at least 20 years behind bars in the U.S. after pleading guilty back in January to high-level drug trafficking charges involving tons of cocaine. Prosecutors say the 51-year-old also ran a paramilitary group and ordered killings of people he thought were enemies, including one who was tortured, buried alive, then beheaded. The U.S. agreed not to seek a life sentence in order to get him extradited from Colombia. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
President Biden is in Arizona, where he'll announce a national monument preserving more land near the Grand Canyon. He'll also go to New Mexico and Utah this week, focusing on the economy in part. On Wall Street, Dow futures down over 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. At least one tornado tearing through parts of Sangamon and Christian County Sunday as severe storms passed through. The first tornado report came from near New City in Sangamon County. Then reports of tornadoes from Pawnee to North Kincaid to Taylorville and Stonington came through. Two streets near the University of Illinois campus either partially or completely closed to traffic this week. It's due to sanitary sewer repairs. City of Champaign says all four streets closed between Daniel and Chalmers Streets, while the eastbound lane of Daniel Street closed between 3rd and 4th Streets. Residential Street in Champaign's reduced to one lane for the next 3 months as the city reconstructs the pavement. Construction on Mulligan Drive began Monday as part of the city's concrete street improvement project. The southbound lane of the street was closed between Villa Drive and Windsor Road, turning that section into a one-lane, one-way street serving northbound traffic only. Be sure to drive safe in those construction areas. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller, ESPN 93.5, as we check our weather forecast with the weatherman. It's our meteorologist, Greg Solier, and nice-looking weather for August 8th, my friend.
Yeah, pretty good feeling as well. Nothing out of control in the temperature and or humidity department around here. That big old ugly hot ridge and the heat wave weather pattern really getting squashed down to the deep south, Texas, still across parts of Johnny's Place, the western and central Gulf Coast, and some pretty big storms are riding that ridge, but well to the south and through the Ark-La-Tex and especially Arkansas getting hit this morning. Still some low-level moisture. There's a weak upper system coming across Iowa. May mention a shower in spots here for the day-to-day. Next significant feature may again aggravate the standing water in some areas to the north and south, in particular from the weekend rainfall that's scheduled in here for tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, just to kind of parade the systems every couple of 2 or 3 days in here for next week with temperatures again in check. Speaking of which, we're climbing into the low to mid 60s currently. 82 the forecast high, 2 or 3 shy of normal, and just an isolated shower chance here this afternoon and early on this evening. They'll turn it fair on the overnight tonight down to 61. Tomorrow, increasing clouds and a more significant weather system, but paling in comparison to the weekend rains. We'll see some of that breakout showers and thunderstorms scattered tomorrow afternoon and the high around 80 degrees. So wet weather here for early tomorrow night, low down to 65, thinking about a half to maybe as much as an inch of rain again across the area for tomorrow night. Sunshine, 83 on Thursday, and a little shower threat here for Friday to early Saturday morning. No big deal. Monday as well next week. Otherwise, temperatures at or a bit below average, 85 on Friday. Weekend highs, low to mid 80s. Lower 80s continue into Monday and Tuesday of next week as well. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solier.
Hi, buddy. Thank you very much. ESPN 93.5. It is 8:08 as we are thinking about, back to school.
Yes, and in Memphis, they are back, and there was a cleaning specialist in Memphis talking about the germs as we get back to school.
Because what we really want to do is make kids more afraid, because they're not afraid enough. So we need to make sure they don't touch things and they wear... There are going to be some kids wearing masks. And guess what? That's a family decision. That's fine. They might have their reasons. But don't you think they're going to get teased and ridiculed?
Right.
Because mom told me I had to wear this double mask.
Right.
And so you just got that going on. It's a dynamic. But we've got to move past. We just have to. Because there have always been germs. There are always going to be germs. We've had pandemics before, about every 100 years. We have more sophisticated things that we're supposed to know about. But we're finding in hindsight, because it's always 2020, that we did some things that weren't right, that were absolutely wrong. And so again, the last thing I'd want kids to worry about is touching a doorknob.
Right. But I mean, there's just ways to do prevention, and hand washing is very critical.
What do we know about children? They go to school and get sick, come back, because their immune system has to fight those off. Because I don't think anybody wants to be at a point where you can't go outside or you're going to catch something because you've protected your immune system, which needs work. We need to get Dr. Plura back on here.
Good idea.
We need to talk to Tom Plura about the fear of going back to school.
Right now, a lot of the international students have come back to campus because they're, getting...
Yeah. I went through campus yesterday.
Right.
Because I like that, just to check on it.
Uh-huh.
And there's still blinking lights, so we're not quite back.
So August 15 through 17 are the move-in days for the University of
Illinois.
But
there's people early.
Because, oh, yeah.
All the
Especially stuff. The international students, because of the time. And because, essentially their lease starts on August 1st.
Yeah, might as well come get adapted.
So, yeah. And oftentimes with their parents,
I think a lot of internationals don't go home. I see an awful lot here.
That's right.
But the ones that do, I know somebody from CrossFit that went home to Singapore and for a month.
Uh-huh.
And she'll be back. She's a PhD student in civil engineering. And yeah, that, you know, it's a long way, and you get kind of get acclimated again before everything starts up. I think August 21, is that kind of the magic?
That sounds right.
Classes get going, and away we go for another fall season, another year of all the stuff, which is fun, and activities, you know, galore. The University of Illinois is packed with people you don't know that are enormously accomplished and, you know, stars worldwide that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Right here on our campus. Mm-hmm. You got, you know, the John Bardeens, the guy that did the transistor, those kind of people walking around all the time.
Right.
And it's such a high level that we don't, and they're here. I look at a university essentially like a little franchise where you could kind of go to Oregon. It's kind of the same culture, kind of the same learning environment. It's, you can kind of go anywhere that there's an opening. I know a young man that's applying for digital marketing, PhD, and he's got interviews in Hong Kong and Germany and all these others. He's doing Zoom calls. And so it's just, once you're on in a university track, you can apply to anywhere and you have your, you know, resume, and you can do the Zoom interview, you can do all of that right in your own living room.
Right.
And then if it gets serious, you travel. But every university is kind of like, there's a sameness there. But we have, and every university has their stars and specialties, and we're extraordinary, among other things, in engineering. I mean, we are really one of the world leaders in engineering, and so many accomplishments have come out of Urbana-Champaign. I mean, it's just limitless of how many things I could list, starting with the Golden Gate Bridge. People died building the Golden Gate Bridge because, you know, we didn't have the technology to keep them safe as much. They're falling.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of University of Illinois civil engineers are involved in the Golden Gate Bridge, which is amazing if you've ever been across it.
Right.
But when
you think of the Sears Tower, that was the U of I
civil engineering,
guys.
Yeah, PhD, Foster Kahn. Mm-hmm. You can rub his nose. It's weird because that was a human my dad taught. Hell,
right.
And so it's like, you know, it's like not a Lincoln, you know, it's just still a guy.
But still.
But Foster Kahn passed away with like a heart attack at 52 or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember he was
Narby Ketchatarian, your dad, alive when he passed away?
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, he was... He was a PhD student. My dad was one of his advisors, I guess, and with Professor Stern, which is a famous name at U of I, and Professor Newmark, or the Newmark Building.
Uh-huh.
But civil engineering, just one of the great areas that is really good at Illinois. But we have superstars walking around our campus. They're going to all be back. And you just, boy, don't ever take for granted the University of Illinois. Whew, I mean, we would be a dust bowl without them. I mean, we have 140 nations or whatever the count, 50,000 students. It's just, it's a big deal to have the cultural diversity. I don't like the politics that are emanating, becoming more prominent.
Right.
I don't
and
like that
I
at
wish
all.
We could bridge more of the campus and community. I know we're trying that
it's
more.
We're townies. I mean, the rest of us are townies, and that can be termed and deemed a little... Oh, you're from here. I mean, it could, you know, there's some people.
You're right.
That's fine. And we don't mind being a town. It's fine.
Right.
We love the university.
Sitting over here with hayseed sticking out of my mouth.
So what's wrong with the hayseed?
Exactly.
What's wrong with the hayseed? Anyway, I love it. We never should take it for granted. It's our largest employer. It's just big.
Yeah.
So thankful to have
Go Illini.
U of I right here.
I didn't get to my germiest place in the school classroom. I had backpack toy, iPad, dirty hands, clean hands, and crayon marker as my six choices.
I think we should all walk around with a Kleenex box and a mask and don't use Kleenex to touch everything. That'd be better, right? I mean, don't get sick.
Of those options, which do you think are the germiest?
All right, give me them again.
Okay, backpack toy, iPad, dirty hands, clean hands, and crayon marker.
Crayon marker.
It is backpack.
We're touching that an awful lot.
Right. Yeah. And this is why kids come home with runny noses and things like that.
But it's
after
why they
build
defenses, right? Mm-hmm. They build defenses coming home and getting that runny nose over with.
That's right.
Here we go. It is 8:14 Sports Headline.
Well, Go Illini. I know we're going to be taking on Florida Atlantic on December 5th in New York City as the Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden. That has come out. The U of I golf team has also announced their 23-24 schedule, hosting at Olympic Olympia Fields and Atkins U of I Golf Course. So you can take note of that. You can start to get those single tickets for various games where you can attend for football or volleyball. And the soccer team had an exhibition game where they won 3-0 over Southeast Missouri State. Another exhibition round coming up in Normal against ISU on August 12th with 19 returning letter winners to our Illinois soccer team. We also have Rip Tyman, a tight end that's on the John Mackey Award watch list, number 89. I'll be looking at him. And lots of good things happening.
Tip Ryman?
Yeah, yep. Tip Ryman.
Yep, he's a nice young man.
And of course,
a big boy.
We've got some comments from Coach Brett Bielema about how the Monday practices went yesterday. And
well, I liked his description of what we got. And he, while he was talking, it was a man that was excited about what he's got.
We're long, we're athletic. I don't know what we're going to play like, but we sure look good. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have benefited from.
Like beach good. Like if you're on a beach and you know who you are, you want to take your shirt off. That's what he's talking about.
Thanks, room. And there was a point this summer when we got done with practice, and I'm just looking at our guys, and I literally said, hey, first team, 11 personnel on offense, get out in front, which is obviously our O-line, a tight end, three wideouts, our quarterback, and our running back. And I said, just look at these guys, right? And I said, first team base defense, so our defense got out there. Most of them had just got done running, they had their shirts off, and I mean, we look good.
You just want them out on the beach. Let's take them to Kauffman Lake, put some sand down, have them walk around.
Okay.
I mean, these guys would look good in an airport. All football teams.
Kauffman Lake, really?
Yeah, exactly. It's our biggest, okay. Our biggest lake in Champaign.
I mean, I knew Crystal Lake Park before I did Kauffman Lake.
You're dissing Kauffman Lake, are you?
I mean.
Right across from El Toro?
I see mostly people fishing over there, but
we have no beaches. Exactly. Anyway, Coach Brett Bielema, by my take, addressing the media after practice number 4, is very, very optimistic. Last year, in August, he hasn't said it this year, he said, we have a chance to be special, and he was right. We had a chance to be special, and we couldn't close the door on a Purdue or Michigan State here that would have put us in a Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. The Big Ten came and said, we want to advertise. I said, for what? For football in December. They said, there's no football in December.
I know.
What are you, crazy?
I remember that.
I said, no, there's a championship game. Well, no, there's not.
Exactly.
Anyway, we had a chance to be special. We were good. But it wasn't special from the standpoint of Big Ten championship. And that's fine because there's a process that you have to endure to go through to kind of the Cincinnati Reds in baseball are very young. They really were good. Now they're not. It's just a process in all sports. It's a process. We went from 5-7. I didn't come here to go 5-7, that famous quote, to 8-5. And again, would we have won with Chase Brown and all our guys?
Yep.
And the bowl game was going to probably be a trend. Anyway, we're just looking to keep it going and get the mo going and be better. But it just looked to my eye, but when I saw the video of it all, that Coach Brett Bielema is pretty excited about what he's dealing with here. And he likes the group again.
Yes, go Illini. We're the home of the St. Louis Cardinals. They've got Tampa Bay with a 5:40 start. Across the hallway at Stevie J Broadcasting, US 105.9, your home for the Cubs. Mets over the Cubs 11-2 yesterday. And you'll hear the action at 6:10 over on US 105.9 for that series to continue.
Yep, okay. It's 8:18.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Saturday, pretty quiet and eventful spell of weather ahead over the next 7 to 10 days. Couple of frontal boundaries on the move. No major rain events in store. Temperatures in check, along with humidity levels as well. A little patchy fog around in spots early on this morning. Otherwise, a partly sunny day. And there may be an isolated shower thunderstorm later on this afternoon and evening time. Up to 82 today. Light northwest wind becoming fair on the overnight tonight, 61. Tomorrow, increasing clouds and a more significant wet weather system comes our way, and where there have been recent spells of heavy rainfall, we'll keep an eye on maybe some ponding and localized standing water again in some of those fields. A high tomorrow at 80 with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and early tomorrow night with a low down to 65. Sunshine 83 on Thursday, maybe another stray shower here for Friday into Saturday. High temperatures up into the low to mid 80s. Dry Sunday at 83 degrees. Quiet weather again continues on into early next week.
So Sly and the Family Stone and Village People going to Decatur?
Yes.
Well, what generation? This isn't Sly.
I don't know. I wonder about that because a lot of these groups do have just one original member. But yeah, I think that'd be a fun show catch at the Devon along Lake Decatur.
Well, thank you. You gave me a reason to grab a little of that.
There you go.
So if you haven't heard the Village People in a while.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Love it.
They had it going in the 70s for sure. All right, 820.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
UPS reported a mixed quarter and lowered its forecast for the year on weaker demand from e-commerce, which is online orders. It also sees higher costs from its new contract with the Teamsters. Union members are now voting on that deal. Moody's Investors Service may lower the credit ratings on U.S. Bancorp, State Street, and other banks. It's downgrading debt ratings on some small and mid-sized banks. Stellantis shares are down 3% after U.S. safety regulators opened an investigation into possible steering loss in more than a million Ram 1500 pickups. Dish Network and satellite communications company EchoStar are planning to merge. A combined company could raise funding for a national 5G wireless network. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, everyone. It's Kennedy, and you can listen to my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It's going 5 days a week right here on the Fox News Podcast Network. We're bringing you all the fan favorites, Party Swap, Kennedy's Court, even a Kennedy Saves the World happy hour. Listen on Spotify, Apple, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download podcasts.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
Yeah, they got happy drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Work for Pepsi.
Absolutely. Another great place to work is Curtis Orchard. And if you get that going on now and you're there for the fall, what a fun job.
Yeah, I would think time would fly and you'd be around so much energy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really fun.
Uh-huh.
You look down, it's 2 o'clock already.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, bring it on now.
Uh-huh.
This is Sly and the Family Stone from way back.
Sometimes I'm right.
A big hit in the 70s.
That's right.
And they're coming, some form of that is coming to the Devon. Okay. All right, but then,
on Friday the 11th.
But then, I mean, again, is it like, I don't know, New Kids on the Block?
Right.
When you're talking
how
about trying
out. How many original members
right.
and all of that?
Let's go.
Yes, the YMCA. Everybody will be standing at the Devon if you want to go see this.
You know how many
people.
You know how many people have viewed this? On YouTube, how many people have viewed this video, the original video of YMCA?
9 million.
297 million people.
Wow.
What about your odds for the mega drawing tonight?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got to get my ticket.
I've been thinking about buying a ticket because it's $1.5 billion.
$1.5 billion.
I'm just wondering, where do I buy it?
Any convenience store.
No, where do I buy it where I want to help the store?
That's true.
I mean,
I'm in my hometown of Tolono or here in Philo.
I mean, where do you go in Philo?
Casey.
Casey has it?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a franchisee.
Right.
Iowa base.
Yeah,
Iowa. But, I mean, it's okay, but is there any, like, Bob's place or, you know, Hank's place? How can I help Hank? How do I go to, anybody know where to buy a mega lottery ticket where if I win, I help this guy I want to help, or a family I want to help. I don't want to go to the big stores. I guess Casey's is going to be the... And I'll just do a random pick, and it's $2.
Right.
So I essentially want to take my $2, wad it up, and throw it in the middle of the street. That's kind of what we're doing.
That's right.
But you can make dreams, talk about what I want to do with 1.55 billion. I think that's the latest number, isn't it?
Yeah.
1.55 billion. I want to know, could you look that up? What is the payout if I go 20 years? What's the number if I say, go ahead and just pay me every year? Because it's a lot more. Everybody takes the cash, but you're giving half of it away. Just amortize that out for me, because it's going to be enough and your family can get the rest.
Sure.
If you're not around for it.
That's right.
But I would be very careful, because dumping money on people is not necessarily a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks they want that
mm-hmm.
until they get that, and then they go, boy, life was sure easier without it.
Yeah.
How many
stories have you heard about people who do come into money and, ugh.
It's just been a
horrible curse almost.
Yeah. Marty says, you got that? It's loading on my phone quickly.
It's not loading for me either. Okay. I don't know how I clicked out of
okay,
that.
Okay, Adam has a mom and pop gas station. It's too bad I can't find it. Cause
okay.
Oh, here it is. Okay, I got it. There's a mom and pop gas station right down the road from the station.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Phillips 66.
Is that a mom and pop?
Soft serve ice cream. I know that.
They do?
Yeah, and it's only like $3.
That's where Don Ewan used to own the corner store.
Right.
That's the corner store.
Uh-huh.
That's where I worked.
Okay.
I worked there. Only time I could work there was Sunday morning. And on those days that I guess I didn't go to church, I worked a couple of mornings because I couldn't sell alcohol because I was like 16.
I see.
And I still feel kind of bad about the VW that came in wanting oil. Where's the engine? The VW.
Oh, it's in the back.
Well, yeah, but I'm 16 years old.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm looking in the front.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea where you put oil. So I did put some oil in something, and I'm pretty sure they got to Urbana. I mean,
no.
The can kind of broke when I tried to get the little fuzzles.
Oh, man.
Funnel thing in it.
Stevie.
Listen, nobody wanted to work at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And then Johnny was kind of a staple. Brother Johnny was a staple for Don Ewing. And anyway, the Ewings are great people and the great family here. But Johnny was trying to get a wasp out, because there's a big old wasp in the gas station. So he got a broom and he got the wasp out. So he also got the big window out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she broke. I mean, that was a big window. And then there was a time we were playing pinball down there. And Johnny was hitting it so hard, I mean, hitting it and playing so well, it started to smoke. The pinball machine started. We had to lift it out and take it out in the dryer.
Wow.
Yeah, Don had to shake his head a couple times
okay.
at us.
Okay.
Well, we used to work there and hang out there.
I talked to him last week.
Yeah, Don Ewing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You didn't get that loaded because I've got that here.
Okay. Sorry about
Casey,
that.
Casey's, it says, Marty says, Casey's will give their portion of the lotto winnings to a local charity.
Oh, really?
I like that.
Me too.
The manager at Casey's informed our texture of that. So
okay.
That's good. So
Steve's saying St. Joe IGA. St. Joseph has their community festival Thursday through Saturday night, too.
That's a small family deal, St.
Mm-hmm,
Joe IGA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good idea. But mom and pop down the corner store here in Philo sounds like a pretty good option. Because, hey, you know, if I win all that money, I want somebody to get a million, right?
Right.
Yeah. But then if you take the payout over 20 years on 1.55, I'm just thinking, again, is that it's way better than the cash. And then after you take your one-time cash deal, the government's going to come get 50 of that.
Right.
So now we're talking 300 or 400 million. Come on, man.
So it's Tuesday and Friday night, and how many times has it gone?
Since April.
April.
So it's been 31 times, I think.
Right.
31 times if nobody wins, and the guy on the moon throwing the rock is hitting the water, not hitting anybody.
Got to get in it to win it.
Well, and it's got to hit your barbecue grill in the back.
That's right.
And if the rock hits your grill, you win. And it might. It's going to hit somebody's grill sometime. It's always the Butte, Montana, you know.
The bowling team.
Ladies auxiliary.
And how do you figure that out? Who's really taking the tax hit when you combine
the
money?
You all split it.
Okay.
So if you get, you know, $50 million, you owe taxes on $50 million, which will be with state and federal, be half, 50% at least. So there's that hit. But again, you'll never find anybody feeling sorry for you.
The current mega record is $1.54 billion, won in South Carolina in 2018.
All right, so this could be the record.
Mm-hmm.
So I might need to do this one. $2. There goes my $2, but I splurge. All right, so I found my place. Good deal. Mom and pop. St. Joe IGA, good. Casey's good if they donate to local charity. I like that.
Got it.
And then helping a family mom and pop here. All right, we're going to break for the news. Come back another 30 minutes to go. You can always text in the show, 217-359-2255, 217-359-2255.
Hear the show anytime, steviejay.com.
All right, be right back, ESPN 93.5. It is Tuesday, August 8th.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Joining the GOP 7, former VP Mike Pence makes it 8 to qualify for the presidential debate stage in 2 weeks. Still unclear if Donald Trump will join, and the Justice Department is trying to tie him up. A federal judge must decide if D.C. prosecutors can limit what candidate Trump says about his 2020 election interference trial. Congressman Tim Burchett says that would hamstring candidate Trump.
Jack Smith is going to limit President Trump's ability to rebut claims against him. So all the other challengers, Joe Biden included, will make all these accusations and tie it to these cases. And Jack Smith's making it illegal for President Trump to even talk about it. So it's a violation of First Amendment.
On Fox Business, Mornings with Maria. Ohio has a special election on whether to make it harder to change the state constitution before an amendment to codify access to abortion and contraception. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. National Weather Service assessing storm damage in central Illinois. Surveys taking place in parts of Morgan, Sangamon, Christian, and Shelby counties. They say at least one tornado hit portions of Sangamon and Christian counties. No word on any injuries. A trial set to start this week for longtime chief of staff of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Timothy Mapes charged with lying to a grand jury in the federal probe that led to Madigan's indictment last year in a racketeering case. Mapes served as Madigan's chief of staff from 1991 until June 2018. Decatur man accused of leading Springfield police on a chase in a stolen car. Authorities say the car reported stolen Friday. Police chased the vehicle before the driver crashed at Chatham Road and Wabash Avenue. Officers arresting Tavon Price after he tried to hit them with an object. Price taken to the hospital with minor injuries in this case. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Don't get everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banff is Saturday. By and large, pretty quiet and eventful spell and typical early August temperature and humidity levels anticipated. Be still a series of frontal boundaries on the move. And of course, where there's been excess rainfall, just the slightest amount of garden variety amounts, which we'll see back in here tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night, may again push things into standing water mode if they're not there already in some areas to the north and still south and southwest of Champaign County in particular coming off the weekend rainfall. A little patchy fog around this morning. Temperatures in check. Humidity levels as well. 82. May still bubble up a stray shower thunderstorm late this afternoon. And this evening, low down to 61. The skies turn fair. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. A little more significant wet weather system comes our way in the afternoon and the first part of tomorrow night. Highs near 80. Lows tomorrow night at 65. Sunshine at 83 on Thursday. Still a lingering shower chance Friday into Saturday. Highs up near 85 on Friday. Low to mid 80s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. For CVJ Broadcasting, editor just Greg Solier.
You up?
I'm awake now.
He had the night shift. There was actually a movie with Michael Keaton, Henry Winkler, wasn't it? Night shift, Shelley Long, 1970s. Yeah. You had the night shift with the puppies. So how many puppies were born?
We have 9 babies.
Oh, it was, my. 9?
Two night shifts. Here, here's my new assistant. Can you guys? Huh?
You got a puppy?
That's a puppy.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's a one-day-old puppy.
Oh.
It's going to be the new Boofer.
Is Boof the dad?
No, Boof's not the dad. He's a wishful dad, but these are Breckenridge babies. So we got some really cuties here. But yeah, birthing puppies is a two-night event, generally. They pant hard on the first night, and you just never know when they're going to transition from the pre-labor into labor. And, of course, I went in to do a little paperwork on Sunday, and Gina calls me. And it's like, oh, we got babies. I have one born already.
So oh, my.
I actually missed the first one. So Gina did it all by herself. But she's an RN. She can do this.
Wow, unbelievable. That's just experience. It's Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro veterinarian. They have the English creams of white goldens that they breed in. Isn't nine your biggest litter in a long time?
It's been a while since we've had one this big. So it kind of shocked me a little bit because she didn't look that big. And we took x-rays because we always like to know how many are in there so we know when they're done for sure. And when we took the x-ray, my gosh, all her organs are pushed up into her.
Wow.
Everything's pushed forward and everything's pushed up. And just like, it's all puppies in there.
I remember my dog Pixie had nine. And I remember there was, you know, the runt that Pixie would always nudge away because, you know, sometimes when they have a bigger litter, they want to wean them out and weed out and have only the stronger ones survive.
Yeah. Well, are there enough nipples and all that stuff for the baby? Is there enough?
There's enough here. We call it survival of the fattest. You know, the fat guys force their way on, and the little ones keep not getting meals. But you try messing with Nurse Gina if the runt is her favorite. The runt is, she says, has got a lot of personality, and guess who gets a little extra feeding time by themselves?
That's what we ended up doing too.
Do they feed off mama and then a bottle, or how's that work?
Not, at this point, they don't eat that much yet, so they're still all good on mama. But as you know, the milk load goes up through the roof because as they get bigger, they need more and more milk.
Yeah.
Then we'll try and find one that likes the bottle. Of course, Gina loves feeding off the bottle too. And generally, she's got a bottle or two bottle babies. But when they hear her voice, they get all excited because it's dinner time.
And their eyes, are they open at one day?
Nope. How many? 10 days eyes.
Wow.
10 days.
Wow.
Ears open at 10 days as well too.
Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, there's somebody.
Little whelping box and stuff usually is where the mama will head towards. Do you have all that set up then?
Yep, we've got a nice little carpeted area, and there's guardrails in here. They're what they are. They're all little, like it's a 2x4 kind of wide device that allows the puppies, if the mamas can't crush them, it protects them from the mom laying up against them and crushing them. And the puppies can actually go underneath it because it's elevated up about an inch or two off the ground.
Do you think the mama always knows who the puppies are from the standpoint of 6 months later? They know that's a Robert. He's the fourth one. I mean, do they have any idea? Do you think that that's their baby?
I think everything's their baby at this point.
There's an awareness there.
This one's really cute in the fact that she loves. We go take them down in our basement to get cleaned up every day from the discharge. And every time she goes down there, she grabs another toy and brings the toy up to her box. So she has a toy of the day she brings back for the kids.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. So earlier, before we let you go, Dr. Todd Likens, Tapman's Toy and Phone Line, Diane's got problems with Olive and clipping nails and all of that stuff. So what can she do? Do you have to put sedatives or put the baby down just for a minute to get the nails clipped sometimes?
Yes, sometimes. It depends on their tolerance. I mean, you've got to be able to handle the feet a lot to get them used to you touching it. That's first thing. And some of these dogs won't even let you do that. And that's when we try different types of drugs, like a trazodone can calm them about the events, but not really sedate them.
And what happens if you never trim them? That's bad too, right? You have to trim them.
Well, if they get too long, they can bend and cause toe pain and injuries that way, But you can also put like a harness on their dog and walk them on sidewalks and let them pull you. That kind of acts as a nail file. We never have to trim our dogs here at the house, because they go out on the patio and they chase the ball, and that just files those nails down to a point where we don't have to do a thing, really.
But you've got to do more than a walk. They got to run or pull or something.
They got to run. They got to pull. It's got to be some. You know, it's kind of like a nail file type thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen devices too where they a little board that they try to get your dog to scratch on, just kind of like a cat scratching post. I don't know how well those things work, but That's a newer thing I've seen.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what, though, and if it's an older dog, you're stuck. You're not going to learn. You got to do it when they're a puppy. Handle the paws and stuff, right?
Absolutely. That's why Tina's already doing that on a regular basis, getting them used to it, flipping them over on their back, getting them used to being on their back.
Wow.
He's in there with a blow dryer now because grooming is something else that one really is important to be trained. So she's running a blower on them because a lot of dogs hate the blower that we use in grooming. And they have to get used to that.
Yeah,
we're already working on that at day one.
That's why they go home ready at 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. Is that right? 8 weeks, is it?
They take on the world.
Yeah.
So.
Well, okay. It's Dr. Todd, we appreciate you. How can people find you?
Hey, Taylor's on the text line today, and she'll be here helping us tomorrow. 217-355-5051.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby in Champaign.
Oh! Urban hip-hop and R&B superstars will have the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage jamming and slamming on the Illinois State Fair's final night, Sunday, August 20th, featuring local legend Nelly. It's getting hot in here. So hot. Joined by special guests Ja Rule and Ashanti. This night isn't just a dream, it's going to be fire. Getting paid off this country, grandma. Nelly with Ja Rule. You can't. And Ashanti. Tickets on sale now 24/7 at Ticketmaster.com, on the Ticketmaster app, or at the Grandstand Ticket Office during regular business hours. And don't forget to add your pre-show party tickets for only $30. Party before the show and be the first ones into the grandstand. Nelly, Ashanti, and Ja Rule on the fair's final night. Join us at the 2023 Illinois State Fair, August 10th through the 20th in Springfield.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Experience food, drinks, and fun at the grand reopening of Champaign's favorite sports bar, Pia's. Whether you're up for their famous Slugger Burger, never-ending nachos, having a drink with your friends, or watching your favorite sports team, Pia's has you covered. After the forced renovation undergone on the local pub, it's the perfect time to celebrate a return to normal and bring the community together. Don't miss the grand reopening at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
All right, we'll do it 8:43. A quick check of our sports headlines.
Well, we haven't heard the Redbird recap, and I know the Cardinals didn't win or lose yesterday.
Well, that's probably a good day, isn't it? All right, let's listen.
After a day off yesterday, the Cardinals are back at it tonight, opening a three-game midweek series in Tampa. The Rays also enjoyed a day off yesterday. The Cardinals are sending Miles Michaelis to the mound tonight. The right-hander enters with a 6-7 record and a 4.29 ERA. In his career, Michaelis is 0-2 with a 7.71 ERA in two career starts against Tampa Bay. For the Rays, they'll counter with Zach Eflin, who is 12-6 with a 3.46 ERA. He's 1-1 with a 4.42 ERA in three career starts against the Cardinals. St. Louis will try to have success against Eflin in Tampa, something not many teams have done at home. He's 10-2 with a 2.60 ERA. There's not a lot of history between the Cardinals and Rays, but the two teams did play a three-game series in Tampa last June, with the Rays taking all three games from the Cardinals. First pitch tonight is scheduled for 5:40. That means our coverage gets underway at 4:45. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
New York Mets over the Cubs 11-2. And from New York, you'll have a 6-10 start over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox beat the New York Yankees 5-1. They've got a 7-10 start as that series continues. When it comes to Illini sports, a couple of trending stories to note. Illinois and Florida Atlantic on December 5th in New York City in the Madison Square Garden location for the Jimmy V Classic. We also have U of I Golf that have announced their 23-24 schedule. And Illinois will host at Olympia Fields and right before the postseason begins at Atkins at the University of Illinois golf course. That one, I know Stevie J was a little cooler and maybe wet last
but,
year.
But that, you're also going to see how the guys hit in that kind of weather, and they were hitting great. So did well.
Illinois soccer in a exhibition round beat Southeast Missouri State 3-0. And they have an exhibition game coming up on August 12th against ISU in Normal. And the John Mackey Award watch list features a tight end, number 89, Tip Ryman. In case you want to keep rooting for him this football season, we've got a lot of great reports coming out when it comes to the training camp and the practices that they're featuring right now. As we say, go Illini.
Don't know if I'm on Facebook Live this morning. Can't tell. I don't know.
Oh.
I would never, ever, 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 ever buy anything on Facebook. Well, they have these advertisements interspersed with as you're kind of scrolling down.
Okay.
I'm 0 for 2. Scammed twice.
I see.
Why would Facebook allow that? And again, oh, there's something wrong. It's Let me call Facebook. And
so big, yeah.
Yeah, you'd never, ever, ever.
I mean, they don't know. So
these advertising.
So they're so big.
I bought two things on it, and I've been 0 for 2. And I am never, ever buying anything from Facebook advertising. It just doesn't work.
Right.
And you don't have anybody to call. Let me just call the 800 number, see how that goes. Yeah. Okay, 846.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday, pretty quiet and eventful spell of weather ahead over the next 7 to 10 days. Couple of frontal boundaries on the move. No major rain events in store. Temperatures in check, along with humidity levels as well. A little patchy fog around in spots early on this morning. Otherwise, a partly sunny day. And there may be an isolated shower thunderstorm later on this afternoon and evening time. Up to 82 today. Light northwest wind becoming fair on the overnight tonight, 61. Tomorrow, increasing clouds and a more significant wet weather system comes our way, and where there have been recent spells of heavy rainfall, we'll keep an eye on maybe some ponding and localized standing water again in some of those fields. A high tomorrow at 80 with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and early tomorrow night with a low down to 65. Sunshine 83 on Thursday, maybe another stray shower here for Friday into Saturday. High temperatures up into the low to mid 80s. Dry Sunday and 83 degrees. Quiet weather again continues on into early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Experience food, drinks, and fun at the grand reopening of Champaign's favorite sports bar, Pia's. Whether you're up for their famous Slugger Burger, never-ending nachos, having a drink with your friends, or watching your favorite sports team, Pia's has you covered. After the forced renovation undergone on the local pub, it's the perfect time to celebrate a return to normal and bring the community together. Don't miss the grand reopening at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or van, look no further than Sarah Champaign. You know them for their five incredible vehicle brands, the BMW, Honda, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. But did you know they also have over 100 used cars, trucks, and vans in stock right now? And at Sarah Champaign, they will take care of you. You can trust them. And prices begin at under $2,000. Stop by Sarah Champaign. They're at Burwash and Savoy, or go online, sarahchampaign.com. That's Sarah, S-E-R. RRAChampaign.com. Yeah, I'm getting close to going to Sarah Champaign, probably looking at more Hondas.
Okay.
In about that time.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of a point if you lease or you buy where you're going to have a lot of expenses at that point of, you know, tires. And,
yeah.
And, yeah, so I go and talk to Craig Fanning at Honda.
He's a good guy. Oh, wearing boy. That vest.
Yeah, he's usually dapper as mm-hmm. can be. But the whole thing is so good.
Yeah, it is.
Subaru is a very, very good vehicle. And they got the GMC truck I like. They got anything Subaru. They got the BMW, which is off the charts good. And then the Buicks are like, is that a Buick kind of thing?
Yeah.
I didn't know. They definitely got some stuff going on there. And then Honda. Hondas are just solid. You can't go wrong with a Honda. Anyway, just kind of thinking all that through. It's just that point of transition. I've never been a real older car guy. You're smarter than me on that. You don't have a car payment kind of thing.
And for us, it's more of the mechanical side. Mike Anderson, my husband, is so good with the non-computer cars.
Well, there you go.
And he knows how to fix it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's, you're saving a lot doing that,
mm-hmm.
too. Okay, so we're done. We are, again, gearing up for football and school and all those other things. And
that's right.
Got to do all the – I see a lot of signs on the schools where you got to enroll and sign up. And you go through all that stuff.
That's right.
All coming up if it's not upon us already.
If it's not already had.
Yeah.
Because I think Unit 7 was last week. And so many things are online these days, too. So
yeah.
But, yeah, well, make sure you're following all the rules and getting all your ducks in a row right now so they can start to make arrangements for different teachers and different rooms and things like that and make all the accommodations. And don't think that your summer is over. I know that petting zoo at Prairie Farm
still
is
going.
Something.
Yeah.
But it does wrap up on the August 13th.
What?
So you have to
wear
your...
What's it do?
Covered toes and heels on your shoes.
Is that open in the fall anymore?
No.
It should be open in the fall, I thought.
And they have all kinds of animals there if you want to tap into that free scene. I know Farmer City Raceway is a good choice. And I mentioned St. Joe Community Festival is coming up this weekend. So there's lots of fun things to still do this summer if you're thinking, man, I didn't get to take the kids to something fun. And the Jumbotron on August 12th, Saturday night at the Memorial Stadium, will have the Super Mario's Brother movie.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun to see on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Take the kids onto the football field.
That's kind of cool.
Enjoying that.
That's a cool experience.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, and you know, Restoration Urban Ministries has their big thing at Hessel.
That's right.
And that's Restoration Urban Ministry houses a lot of folks that need help.
and their building's falling down. So they're resigned to thinking we got to build something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to take a lot of money. And they've got bands playing, Christian bands.
Yes.
And food. And that's at Hessel Park Saturday if you want to go and support that.
That's right.
They do a lot of good work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll be back tomorrow. It's Wednesday tomorrow. That means Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. We are on Facebook. Thank you, David. We are being watched on Facebook and also the YouTube channel.
I just looked up that Saturday, August 12th event is from noon to 5 at Hessel Park, that family food.
Noon to 5. Mm-hmm. Noon to 5. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're on the social media still. That's good news. I'm happy that you like watching. I've had it on mostly Diane today. I'll put it on me for the last 30 seconds.
I'm just trying to think of the things that I do. People say, you do the silliest things during the show.
You do?
I don't realize that. I'm on camera.
Well, I mean, you know, people that are watching us, there's not a lot of, it's not real invigorating television.
Kind of fishing
but,
aquarium.
But then if I see a radio dude on, I watch that.
I do too.
I mean, why is that? It's like an aquarium or something. You just stare at it.
That's right.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you very much. We'll be back tomorrow. The boys this afternoon on the drive from 3 to 5, repeated the 3 o'clock hour and the 5 o'clock hour with Lontae and Derek Piper. I am Stevie J. Have a great Tuesday.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J. Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have. We're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes, you know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have help us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer they can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Ready for an exciting change? At Merle Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100 or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
From Hall of Fame artists to rising stars, the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage will be rocking at this year's Illinois State Fair. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Doobie Brothers, on Saturday night, August 12th. Seven-time Grammy Award winner Alanis Morissette with special guest Tennille Towns on Sunday night, August 13th. Illinois natives REO Speedwagon returns to the State Fair with special guest Edwin McCain on Tuesday night, August 15th. Hard Rock and Alter Bridge with special guest Mammoth WVH on Wednesday night, August 16th. And rounding out the rock will be Illinois Rooted Rockers Chevelle on Friday night, August 18th, with special guest to be announced. Tickets on sale now, 24/7 at Ticketmaster.com or on the Ticketmaster app or at the Grandstand Ticket Office during regular business hours. Don't miss Rock and Roll's Elite at the 2023 Illinois State Fair, August 10th through the 20th.
Hi, I'm Steve with Restoration Urban Ministries, and we have a desperate need. We have a building that's coming down, and we have to put up another one. but we have you and we have God on our side. So August the 12th, we are going to have at Hessel Park in Champaign, family, food, and fun. We're going to have 5 to 10 different church bands playing. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have testimonies. We're going to have food. We're going to have sausages and barbecue and corn on the cob, all kinds of summertime treats. And we're going to have a lot of fun going on. We have different games for the kids. So we're counting on you to come and join us and participate and help us raise money for a new building. In Jesus' name. You can come and visit us at www.restorationurbanministries.org. Family, food, and fun at Hessel Park, August the 12th. We'll see you there.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have 3 wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings, crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website happyhealing.us.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.